And that's a little look forward to how the festivities will start this Saturday up in Tip City. It is the 7th annual Tippapalooza, and it goes from 5 until 11 p.m. up in Tip City, just across from Tippecanoe High School. And on that note, it's a pleasure to welcome the president of Tippapalooza, Bill Wendell, and the vice president of Tippapalooza, Lisa Santucci. Welcome to the both of you.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you.
It's great to be here.
Tell us first, this is the 7th annual.
Yes.
Tell us about the mission of this event, and there's a special new community initiative, a gathering to which these proceeds will be applied.
Correct.
Tell us about this now 7-year itch that we have up in Tip City.
Yeah, well, Tippapalooza, we started this just as a group of friends who just love music, wanted to shine a light on local music, in particular folks who wrote and recorded their own stuff. So we decided just to create a festival. And when it started to earn some money, we decided to pick every year, we pick a charity to donate the money to, the earnings to. And the last couple of years, including this year, the proceeds are going to the Tip Pride organization, which is a nonprofit that is raising money to build a new community stadium in Tip City.
Which, it should be said, will be replacing a now 70-year-old structure. It'll be a place of not just for music to come together, but also for sports activities to be carried out.
For soccer, for marching band invitationals. The new turf is down. It's beautiful, but we are in desperate need of secured bleachers, more space, ADA issues,
sure.
All of those.
Which is the Disabilities Act that makes it available to everybody.
Yeah.
So a lot of concerns, but a lot of goodwill up in Tip City, a lot of community activity and engagement to help make this happen. Again, it's Tippapalooza this Saturday. That's September 1st from 5 until 11 p.m. We just heard 1984 draft. They'll start. We'll hear from the other performers today in this hour as well. The Neo-American Pioneers having just released a brand new album, as well as Seth Cannon and the Carriers, and Shrug will be the featured performers to bring the evening home. Lisa, not just are you the vice president of Tippapalooza, but you also are the director of the Tip City Library.
That is correct.
First of all, thank you.
Oh, how nice. Thank you.
What a wonderful community thing. I do too. And I've thought many, many times over the last 20 years or so that if it were up to us today to even make libraries, we'd all be like, no, we can't afford that.
That is correct.
That's a waste of our tax. What? Taxpayer money?
It is an amazing amount of effort that people don't always seem to understand what it takes to put in a public library. Mm-hmm. And what does that mean? It's really social services. It's meeting the needs of the public, and you don't know what they're going to be because they change all the time.
That's certainly true, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. So you have to. It's hard to budget for that. You never know what's going to happen. It's a great community. We have a great public library, walking downtown public library. We're very fortunate.
Indeed. You can find out more, and I hope you will, and you're going to have to just, you know, figure it out. One of my favorite new songs is called Famous Tracheotomies. I had to learn to spell it, and I can now. So you will learn to spell Tippapalooza and type that in your computer and then put .com. You said it to me very just straightforward. Let's hear it, Bill.
TIPPALOOZA.com.
So there's a double P and a single P.
And a double O in there somewhere, too.
Yeah, and a double O.
TIPPALOOZA. You should write a song. Make a jingle out of that.
Good idea.
It lends itself,
challenge.
Doesn't it?
There's a challenge.
Yeah. Certain rhythm to it. We're in studio with the president of Tippapalooza, Bill Wendell, and the vice president of Tippapalooza, Lisa Santucci. And tell me if Tip City is roughly 10,000 people?
Roughly, yes.
Roughly.
How many people do you expect to come to this fabulous soiree?
We're expecting at least 500.
Wonderful.
And to us, the biggest factor is the weather. Last year, we had a little bit of rain and still had a great crowd. And this year, we get better and better talent every year, not to slight any of our past talent because it's been great. But the lineup we have this year is just fantastic.
It is.
And as long as the weather cooperates, we're going to have great crowd. But we're going to go on rain or shine.
Says here, by the way, it just says right here, Saturday, mostly sunny, high of 87.
That sounds beautiful. We'll take
that. That's perfect. There's more than just music. There will be beer and food trucks. We'll talk about that in a minute, but let's get to another of the acts. This album just released, you should tell me, last week.
Correct. They really show last Saturday.
Neo-American Pioneers. Then we'll hear from Seth Cannon and the Carriers. But this is another little sneak listen to what's happening this Saturday in Tip City. It's Tippapalooza. It gets underway at 5 o'clock. Here is brand new music from Neo-American Pioneers on WISO.
found.
Seth Cannon and the Carriers, a part of the slice of local musical awesome that is happening in association with the Tippapalooza celebration this Saturday up in Tip City. 1984 Draft will be there. Neo American Partners, we just heard before that, as well as the Seth Cannon and the Carriers. We'll hear from Shrug before it's all over, as they'll headline this fabulous event again this Saturday from 5 until 11 p.m. Find out more at tippapalooza.com, and that's TIPPAPALOOZA. We're going to do that in a jingle, don't you think? .com.
Yes.
Tippapalooza.com. Yes. I'm delighted that we have in this studio the president and vice president of Tippapalooza, President Bill Wendell, and Lisa Santucci, who is the vice president, also the director of Tip City Library. Not only will there be music, but there's a sort of a community ability to come together and be sustained artfully, and also there'll be food and beer on hand. What can we look forward to?
Sure. We have several food trucks. One of our local restaurants, Sam and Ethel's Fire Pie Pizza Oven, will be there. Papa Dog Grub Hub will be there. And our own Tip City Music Boosters will be selling ice cream and root beer floats for kids. This is a family event. You want to bring lawn chairs or a blanket. It's a park.
It says there's basketball, sand volleyball.
Yeah, there's
plenty of space for kids to run around.
There's picnic benches.
Absolutely.
It's a large, beautiful park. It has its own sort of border, so it's a wonderful place to come and hang out for an evening.
And that is at the it's across from the Tippecanoe High School.
Yes.
Which brings us to a question that Bill Wendell, since you're a historian, and I just wanted to know, and you said that you would be willing to say, how Tip City, that we know and love, was originally named Tippecanoe, then Tippecanoe City, and then Tip City. Now, I can imagine
Correct.
Perhaps some of that was to just shed syllables, but tell us about this evolution.
Well, Tip City was originally called Tippecanoe City. It was named after a presidential campaign slogan for Tippecanoe and Tyler II, which is William Henry Harrison's campaign slogan.
I assumed it was the other way around, that the slogan came from the town name.
The town was named after a political campaign slogan.
That we all learn in grade school as a part of American history.
Yeah. Yes. And so it
Who did that?
I do not know that.
We're gonna,
that would be good to know.
We're going to get with the librarian up there.
Let me hold on.
And so it existed for a long time. And somewhere in the early 1900s, there was a lot of confusion because there was another town called Tippecanoe in the state of Ohio. So there was mail being diverted to the wrong places. And because that town, which is actually much smaller, but because it was first, Tippecanoe changed the name to Tip City.
Right on. Yes. So I always assumed it was a family with the last name of Tip, but that's not
nope.
it.
Not at all.
Nope. It was just named after the presidential campaign. There was a large campaign event in Dayton in 1838, I think,
okay.
For William Henry Harrison. And a lot of the people that went to that campaign event stayed in Tip City. And there was sort of like this huge sort of spur-of-the-moment festival of campers and parties and events and things happening in Tip City before it was actually named that. And so that's sort of how the campaign slogan got its way into the city name.
The original Tippapalooza.
Perhaps. Yes.
Tippapalooza this Saturday up in Tip City. And all of these proceeds go toward the initiative among the good folk of Tip City to raise $5.6 million to put up a brand new community stadium, which will be used for musical events and sporting events and marching bands and just gatherings, I suppose.
All sorts of different activities, yes.
Of all forms. So yeah. It's a very kind price to get in. And once you're in, you have just an absolute delection of music and opportunities to eat, commune, and even some fermented awesome on the beer trucks.
From our friends at Warped Wing.
Warped Wing.
Which is another great thing about where we live.
Yes. Bringing their tap truck.
Yeah, they'll have the typical, or the, excuse me, the Trotwood trailer will be there.
Yes.
Trotwood. Right on. Tipapalooza.com for more information. Many thanks to our guest today, the president of Tipapalooza, Bill Wendell. Also, by the way, thank you. You're one of our newest resource board members.
Yes,
congratulations, Bill.
I'm happy to start.
Thank you so much for doing that. And also the vice president of Tipapalooza and the director of the Tip City Library, who's going to furnish us with some fun extra information about Tip City when we all get off the air.
Definitely.
Lisa Santucci. Thanks to the both of you for coming. And I think we covered it all, don't you think?
I think so. Thank you very much for
wonderful.
Having us.
Thank you so much.
Oh, you bet. And we'll go out with this Saturday's headliner up at Tipapalooza. And I will spell that for you one more time. Well, I think it starts with Tip City. So there, you got that going for you. TIPPALOOZA.com.
You got it.
Thanks, guys. Here's Shrug.